Hello, this is Father Frank Clavone, National Director of Priests for Life. One of the most wonderful things we have in our Catholic faith, and yet one of those things that is so misunderstood, is the sacrament of confession. It's a sacrament which mystifies some people, scares other people, and which is a delight for so many others. Confession, it's got several names actually, the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of reconciliation. Reconciliation is the end result of what happens. Confession is a sacrament that is joining us again with God, whom we've been separated from by sin. Well, let's ask a few questions about confession, and let's encourage both ourselves and those we know not to stay away from it. For one thing, why do we have it in the first place? You know, after all, some people say, well, I go directly to God. I go to God to confess my sins, and He listens to me, and He forgives me. Why do I need to go to the priest? Well, of course, we should go to God. Hopefully, we're going to God every day. The act of contrition, in which we tell God we're sorry for our sins, should be a regular part of our daily prayer life. But, you know, we don't think of that when we think of the other sacraments. For example, when a baby is baptized, we bring the child to the priest. We don't say, oh God, I'm just going to go directly to you and I'm offering the baby to you and please baptize the baby and fill her with your grace. No, we bring the baby to the priest. When we want to receive Holy Communion, we go to the priest. We don't just stay at home and say, well, Lord God, I'm coming to you directly. When we're sick, we want the sacraments of the sick from the priest. So why should it be different when it comes to the forgiveness of our sins? The reason we go to the priest is not because we cannot go to God, but it's because the God that we go to has given us the priest. It's because the God that we go to has set up the sacraments. And He encourages us, and in fact He requires us, to come to the sacraments for various reasons. And when it comes to confession, here are some of those reasons. It's easy for us to be either too hard on ourselves or too easy on ourselves. You know, when we go to God, we try to listen to Him in our own mind and heart. And of course, He can speak to us in any way He wants. But we can also speak to ourselves. And if we're honest, sometimes it's hard to tell. When is this the voice of God? And when is this my own voice telling me what I want to hear? So we might be too hard on ourselves, we might be too easy on ourselves, or we just might not know what to think. When God sends us to the priest as His representative, and the priest gives us that forgiveness, not only do we have the assurance in human words that your sins are forgiven, but we also have the benefit of the advice that the priest can give us and can tell us what we need to do to overcome that sin in the future. Now, some people will still object and will say, but why should I go to the priest? He's a sinner. Believe me, nobody knows better than we priests that we are sinners. And you know, we have to go to confession too. Just because I have the authority from Christ to forgive your sins doesn't mean I can forgive my own sins. That would make things very easy for me. You know, I could just say, well, I absolve myself in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We can't do that. So we know what it means to have to humble ourselves and confess our sins, you know, and that's one of the things, of course, that makes it difficult. We have to admit to another person the dark secrets in our own souls. But what did the Lord Jesus say? He who humbles himself shall be exalted. Sure, we humble ourselves. We admit the dark side of ourselves to another human being who is also a sinner. But there we find the exaltation, because then, having told another person of our sins, we hear the words, you are forgiven, you are accepted, and then we are challenged to do better. But the reason a person comes to me to humble themselves is not because I'm better than they are. I hope nobody who has ever come to me for confession, and I've heard thousands of them, ever thought that they were coming to me because I was holier than they were. That's not the idea. The reason the person comes to the priest is because Christ has given him the authority to absolve the sins. In fact, St. Alphonsus tells us that if Jesus Christ himself walked into a church and went into a confessional, and then an ordained priest walked into the same church and went into the other confessional, if two people came in and one went into the confessionals of the priest and the other went into the one where Christ was, they would both receive the same thing. They would be equally absolved, equally forgiven. One would not have an advantage over the other when it comes to the forgiveness of sins. That's the marvel of what Christ has done in the priesthood. So it doesn't mean that we're better than anyone else. Now, when we go to confess our sins, there's a lot of tricks that our mind begins to play on us. And I ask you not to fall into any of the traps. Here's some of them. Oh, well, gee, now, what's he going to think of me? What do you mean, what am I going to think of you? If you confess your sins to me, the bigger they are, the more I am in admiration of your humility, and the more willingly I'm going to give you the forgiveness. It reminds me of one story one time when someone was confessing his sins to the priest and was speaking in a rather loud tone of voice. And, you know, there were people standing on line outside the confessional who were able to hear this man's sins. So the priest said to him, well, sir, I think you should speak a little more softly. And the man said, Father, I wasn't ashamed to commit these sins. I shouldn't be ashamed to admit them. But, you know, I've noticed something in hearing many confessions. God gives the priest a grace of forgetfulness. Now, this is not something that I studied in the seminary or that you find in the books. This is something that I found from experience. Sometimes people think, oh, what's the priest going to think of me when he sees me later on? You know, especially if they come to confession face to face, or even if they go behind the screen, they think, oh, gee, maybe he's going to recognize my voice. We don't. We don't think about the sins that you've confessed to us. As a matter of fact, I've had people come to me and tell me that they were with me in confession previously, and I had even forgotten that they came to me for confession in the first place. Don't be afraid of that. Not only that, but the seal of confession is the most solemn secret in the world. We cannot say anything about anything that we've heard in confession. If someone came to me and confessed that they told two lies, and then their husband came along and said, Father, what did she say? I would not be able to say anything, even if it were just two small lies that the person confessed. And if I did say something, I, as a priest, would be automatically, right on the spot, excommunicated from the church, unable to function as a priest, and I wouldn't be able to be forgiven until the matter were brought to the Pope. That's how serious the seal of confession is. But don't let your mind play any tricks on you. Some people stay away from confession because they feel, well, how am I going to remember all my sins, especially if it's been a long time? God does not ask the impossible of us. If it's been a long time and you don't remember your sins, or perhaps you don't even know what to confess in the first place, just say that to the priest. Just say, Father, help me. It's been a long time. I've had many people come to me for such confessions, and I go through a list of questions. It doesn't have to take any longer than 5 minutes. The person says, yes, no, yes, I've done that many times or a few times. And then the main thing is that we want to give them the forgiveness. Some people stay away from confession because they say, well, I'm not sure I'm going to remember the act of contrition. Don't worry about it. If you have a prayer book, you can have the act of contrition will usually be there. You can read it. Or you can simply say, Jesus, I am sorry for all my sins. I want to invite anyone and everyone who has been away from confession, no matter how long it's been, to return. And if you do go regularly to confession, I urge you to continue to go regularly and to come frequently. Some very, very good church-going people may go to confession once a year. I encourage you to go even more than that, because you know the sacrament is not only to take away sins, it gives us grace in abundance to avoid sin in the future. It gives us more grace to be even stronger against temptation. It brings us into even closer union with Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrament of penance, the gift of confession. And we pray that all the people of the church may take advantage of your great mercy in this sacrament.